This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A fire in Wyoming has forced evacuations in Colorado. Some residents in Colorado's Jackson County are under order to leave their homes. The Mullen Fire has burned more than 100,000 acres since it started in mid-September. It's burning about 60 miles northwest of Colorado's Cameron Peak Fire, and both are creating smoky air along the Front Range. Governor Polis visited the Cameron Peak Command Center yesterday and attributed Colorado's busy wildfire season to major drought and climate change. The Cameron Peak Fire is the third largest in Colorado history. The state's biggest ever fire also burned this summer near Grand Junction. Interstate 70 will be closed at Colorado Boulevard tonight in Denver. The closure for road work begins at 10 p.m. and lasts until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. The interstate could be closed again Friday night if the work is not completed. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck has asked for a federal investigation of voter registration postcards mailed in the state. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office sent postcards to unregistered voters encouraging them to register to vote. Erroneous information led to some cards going to people who are ineligible or dead. Now Buck, who is the head of Colorado's Republican Party, is asking the U.S. Department of Justice and Federal Election Commission to investigate the mailers to ensure a fair and transparent election. Griswold, a Democrat, notes the postcard says a voter must be a citizen at least 18 years old and live in Colorado for 22 days before the election. Colorado's voter registration system includes safeguards to prevent ineligible people from signing up. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny, but with that smoke. Along the Front Range today, 60s and 70s around Denver and Colorado Springs, close to 80 in Grand Junction today. This is CPR News.